We're talking with one of the VIP award recipients here at the 2019 National FFA Convention, Bob Funk, Express Personnel, Express Ranches. Mr. Funk, you have supported FFA most of your life, it seems like.
Well, it's been a great honor to be awarded this honor from FFA. I've been in FFA since I was a freshman in high school, and certainly am supportive of what they do for these young people. They're a great example of what young people are today. It gives you a lot of faith and hope in our country because of these young people that will be leaders for us in the years to come. And so I'm very thankful and very proud of the fact that I've been associated with FFA and for this great honor they've given me.
You've been very generous with your resources in supporting FFA in a variety of ways, scholarships and a lot more.
Well, I believe that certainly if you're successful at anything of trying to give back to the community and give back to many of the operations and the events for other people, because the best thing in life is to give to others and not to be a taker but to be a giver.
Well, I know that obviously scholarship's one thing. You've also obviously been very instrumental in resuscitating the Oklahoma Youth Expo in our state. And just there's I know a lot of other areas that you've supported at the local, state, and national level, this organization.
Well, it's been a very privileged. I really am adamant about the scholarship program because had I not had scholarships through the FFA and through my ag teacher at school, I may not have gone to college. And so giving back on the scholarship side has been a privilege for me, and it's a privilege to see these young people that do go to school and get a little more education, how it affects their lives permanently and how they can grow into leadership positions.
I guess you've had a chance to see just a little bit of this national convention and all these thousands of FFA members in their blue and gold corduroy jackets. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's been a privilege for us to be here at the convention the number of years we've been here, to see these great young people and to see the value system that they come from. And we know that they're going to make great employees because of their value system and because of how they've grown to be in leadership positions. And so it's a privilege for us to give to them, but it's a privilege to see 70,000 great young people in one spot and for them to say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and to have those etiquettes that are important, of course, in the rest of their lives as well.
Congratulations, sir.
Well, thank you very much.
Great.